Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juice Box.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. Hello, Cynthia. We were having some internet issues.
Oh my god, it's like, are we in a retrograde right now or something? Is Aries season messy?
It's feeling too much for the data. Yeah.
It's me, you know what, maybe it's my energy with computers. I've always told you that. I think when you like beg for technology to work, it's like a sassy cat and it just says, no, I'm not going to work for you. And so you can't beg for it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, computer, fine, work or don't, I don't care.
You almost have to just like let go and allow it to just like not work for you. Like, cause even now we have a short little delay. It's a tiny
one. Literally. I'm like, we'll power through it. Cause that's the kind of professionalism you find here on Semi-Qualified Queens. But how are you, girly pop?
I'm very good. I got a chest pump in before doing the the pod, yes. And then I had Pizza Hut to just throw all of those gains out the window. So all that time just gone. But so far, like, so good.
Isn't that a good time to kind of like treat yourself? You like worked hard and you just like have a slice of pizza.
I know, but I'm starting this new thing where I'm counting my macros and... Yeah, so I probably shouldn't be eating stuff like that, but I'm gonna start cooking and this week and be a lot better. It's just for the end of this week, for some reason, was just very like low energy. I didn't want to cook. I just wanted to order bad food and just eat candy. I don't know why. It's just like the energy I was in.
It's because it's been kind of overcast, to talk about the weather.
Yeah, it has. I know. How about them dolphins? But yeah, it's been kind of gross here. So it's just like, I've just wanted to just cuddle up and eat junk food and play Spider-Man. Like, that's all I wanted to do.
But I will say, since the time change, the spring forward and the sun coming up a little earlier, bringing me back to life. It's bringing me back to life. I'm just getting up at an actual hour. Like, I feel awake. I don't know why we have time change.
I wish it was always this. I like this. Of course. I don't want it to go to the other one. This is what I like.
This is great. Let's lock this in and never have to change it again.
Never. I hate when it's dark at 4 p.m. Why? What's the point? Why? What's the reason?
Literally. But that's life. Enough about the time change and weather. The hard-hitting content. You come on Semi-Qualified Queens. Yeah. But do we want to dive into this episode, this epic episode 14 of season 15?
Yes. So we are on season 14 of season 15, episode 14 of season 15. Wow. That was hard. And we have said goodbye to Lucy. Wow. I can't talk today. We have said goodbye to Lucy LaDuca. She let loose too hard and she loosened herself right off of that stage. And Lux called her game dirty.
And we're calling her game honest. Like, after a certain point, every queen in that room is playing a game. It's a competition. So it's, I think it's an interesting point to call one girl's strategy out more than the others. But this is the thing about Lucy LaDuca. She always has her, like, game face on. And the other girls are like, girl, stop with that game face. Like, enough. Just admit it. And toward the end, she actually got more of Mistress's respect once Lucy did admit, okay, I gave you this particular makeover contestant because you did this XYZ to me. That's when she was kind of, a spade was a spade. So I think overall, we got to see perhaps an honest side of Lucy toward the end. And we've got to have her on the pod. I would love to talk to Lucy LaDuca.
See, I feel like it's the opposite because she played her whole game dishonest until the end where she was honest. So I think that's why they called it a dirty game, because she wasn't honest until right at the end when she finally just gave in and was just like, okay, yes, I did this because of strategy. And it's like, if she couldn't just admit she was doing strategy the whole game instead of just playing the nice girl, when it's just like, if you're not being the nice girl, just don't act like the nice girl, you know, just own it, you know?
Well, I want to be Team Lucy because I want her to come on the pod. So
well, you can reach out to her.
I'll braid her hair and I will reach out to her and we will be semi-qualified queens together.
Let loose.
Let loose.
I want to perform that so bad. Did you hear the remix with Lemon and Jan?
I did. We'll have to cut to that during commercial break this week.
Yeah. Is it? I heard it on Jan. Jan performed it and I watched the performance. So I didn't see, I don't know if it's actually on Spotify yet, but I really enjoyed it.
Here's Lemon's hoping.
Lemon's part's obviously my favorite.
Of course, also, our rapstress.
Yes, our straight up rapstress. Also, shout out to Lemon, who just put out Big Bank, which is
got a big bank.
Yeah, it's a good song. Do you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. I listen to it. It's not my particular genre. Like, I don't listen to a ton of rap. Shocker. Mm-hmm. But I
didn't see that coming. Yeah.
No, but I could totally respect the way she like the way she's rapping so quickly into the beat, and it's got like that. It's like a cadence that's, it's actually quite hard to do. And I vibed. I sounded like the most white woman ever talking about
rapping. That was very white mom. Do you know actually what?
I wasn't expecting to talk about that. I have all my notes for the episode and I'm like, big banked. She talked fast.
And I vibe to it. Speaking of, I think I'm coming around to drag music because I was working out this morning and I just had my thing on shuffle just to like play whatever. And Big Bank was the first song. And do you know what song came on? And I loved it. Do you know Good Time by Jody Harsh?
No.
Oh my God. It's so good.
See, you love drag music.
But it's more of like a dance song than it is like, it is like catchphrase dip, you know, like,
yeah.
That's what I don't like about drag music, when it's mostly catchphrases and when someone has no business performing or singing. That's when I don't like
it. Well, a lot of drag music isn't like that anymore.
I know, it's evolving.
Every queen I talk to who makes music says, like, that's not what I want to do. I want to have a POV. You know, I am an artist. So I think, girly, that mindset is
outdated. You've got to come around.
You got to recalibrate. Get on my level.
I've got to reset it.
Shine.
Shine.
When RuPaul did that last week.
So now if I don't like a song, I could just say, I don't like it. I don't have to say I don't like drag music. I'd just be like, no, your song's just bad.
Yeah, I think you were hiding behind that as the point. Yeah. You're like, no, I just don't like this genre. Where in fact, you do, just some music is bad.
Some music is just bad. And we can admit that some songs are just horrible and should have never been made, but we're not going to name names here on Semi-Qualified Queens yet.
Question for you.
Yeah.
With my beautiful segue, do you think Blame It on the Edit is a good or bad drag song?
Bad.
Well, good thing. It's their Maxi challenge this week.
Blame it on the edit. I don't like most of Rue's songs, but sorry, Mom.
It's not even that I like this song, but as far as a song they're going to make their own verses to, I think it's really, really great. It's like a down-tempo rap opportunity that I think each one of these contestants, and we'll dive in, really owned. I think as a song on the show, it's a great song. Like, I think it has swag to it. Again, white lady talking about rap.
Yes. So when you say swag, my whole body convulses. When have they done Call Me Mother as a song yet?
No, but I feel like that'd be so hard.
I know, and I would love it.
Because I love each girl trying to be like clickety clack tights that. Like trying not to copy what RuPaul's already written.
Yeah.
That might be tricky. But we're doing Blame It on the Edit, girly. Don't worry about that song.
I'm sorry, I'm projecting.
So you hate it. I love it.
I don't love it.
The girlies, so they're writing their own verse to Blame It on the Edit. They're recording the music video, and RuPaul gaslights the world at the top of the episode, saying that there's only going to be a top three at the end of this said maxi,
which gaslight was... gatekeep girl boss.
Yeah. And here I am sitting as an audience member going, oh my God, we haven't had a top three in so long. You know what? I'm kind of excited. I want all these girls to make it, but wow, they're all so good. A top three, that would really be quite captivating television, I said to myself.
I didn't believe it for 2 seconds. So I'm glad that she gaslit and duped you, but I sat there like, oh, they're going to double save. They haven't double saved once all season. Of course they're going to double save now.
I guess I thought it was going to be a matter of, like, more episodes for the season meant, like, I don't know, or like more contestants. They were just like, oh, we just fit in more queens this season, like, and then, you know, chip chop, like eventually we pick a winner. I was under the belief. They got me, gal.
Yeah, you were duped. Hoodwinked, you could say. But
hoodwinked.
But we definitely get that post competition, like not post competition, but like pre-finale episode format where we get the Tic Tac lunch. Yes. We get the diving into each girl's like intimate, very sad story, and yeah. We get the music video shoot and then the big penultimate lip sync to find out who's going to be in the top three. So it's a very typical episode, I found, but there's something about, I hate these episodes, by the way. Like, these episodes are my least favorite of the season. I'm never in, like, never care. I'm always just like, let's just fucking figure out who's going there. But I actually enjoyed this episode, but I think it's because I like each of these four equally, aside from Mother Sasha, yes. Who is Mother. But I feel like I each one of them is such a good queen, and each one of them is such good TV and so good at what they do that I gave a shit about everything that they were saying. So I was excited to kind of hear all of how they were going to, you know, divulge all of their intimate, sad stories. So should we go right to the Tic Tac lunch or...
Oh, totally. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Sasha's TikTok lunch. I already loved her so much. And then you find out these really intense moments in her life that have like shaped her to who she is. And mm-hmm. she has a bit of a performer complex, which I think every entertainer battles with at one point or another. I think some people, if you do it for long enough, you maybe like rechange your mindset. But like every performer on this planet, it's like, who are you performing for? Like, whose love and adoration are you really doing mm-hmm. all of this for? So it's very honest and vulnerable of Sasha to share that. And I just fell even more in love with her, which is obviously the purpose of these segments, but it worked.
I felt so bad because she just kept saying like, she'll never receive that love from her mother. Like never. She was just like, I'll never hear and I love you. I'll never get it ever. It's never going to happen. And I was like, ooh, like there wasn't even yeah. that like chance of like, maybe mom will be at the finale and there's this whole thing, like, it was like a nail in the coffin, never gonna happen kind of thing. So I was like, oh, that fucking, it's hard. Especially when she's, like, so beloved within the mm-hmm. community. Like, she's so, like, nobody can say they hate Sasha Colby, you know? So then there's so many people throwing so much love at you, and then there's that one person that'll just never say it. Like, how sad. Oh, my God.
I know. To quote the great Justin Bieber, never say never. Maybe the mom will come around after seeing that on TV.
Get out. To quote our great Canadian prophet, Justin Bieber.
J-Biebs. Also, side note, never. I put it in here. During the Tic Tac lunch, Michelle Visage and Katy Perry are sharing the same makeup chart. I swear to God.
Are they?
Don't you see it? Like, I swear, like, Katy Perry's Vegas, like, residency mug and Michelle these days, like, they're becoming the same face. And I'm kind of obsessed.
Michelle had these like beautiful bottom lashes on.
The lower lashes, yes.
Yeah, and I spent a good 30 minutes post episode looking for what they were because I
did you find them?
No, I might message her, like dead ass. Like she has responded sometimes to me, so I might message her and be like, I need to know what those bottom lashes are, and I need to have them in bulk because I feel like I would look so cute. So maybe I'll just tweet it. I'm just gonna tweet it.
Tweet it right now.
I am. I'm going to tweet it right now. Michelle Visage, what were those bottom lashes from that finale? I need to do them.
So in a couple days, SQ Cuties, you'll see how dearest, this tweet was created.
Dearest Mother Michelle Visage, what bottom lashes were you wearing this past episode? I desperately need them. Love. Juice. Tweet.
P.S. See you at DragCon.
Oh my God, I didn't get to meet her last DragCon and I was so upset, and I will make it happen this year.
Make it happen. I haven't either. She's so glowy and she's a goddess. I need to see her.
Well, she always had a huge line, and they when I went to meet her last time, they said, oh no, no queens. You have to wait until after the con to meet her. And I was
Did she
like,
wear a mask, or am I making that up?
Yeah, she wore a mask to meet everybody, pussy. And she had a pussy cunt. She didn't wear any lipstick. And she had a glass, like, barrier between you and her.
She said, I love you, but don't your dirty germs get anywhere near this Ozempic body.
get your con crud away from me. I love that. It's so pussy. She's in a box, and you just meet her like a Barbie. Ugh, I will meet her this year. Anyways... Where were we?
We are going through our emotional Tic Tac lunches. To be frank, the only person that I actually wrote down like a response to was Sasha, because the rest of the Tic Tac lunches, albeit beautiful, heartfelt, it was kind of more. I might be glazing over here, but I don't know if we've learned anything new.
Well, we did learn about Anitra's background with ballroom. Because it's been very controversial on Twitter with her, and Aja's been calling a lot about it out, about her doing a lot of ballroom moves, but not being a part of a ballroom scene. And she had basically said, she was just like, I love ballroom, I respect ballroom, but I have no access to it. So I think that's something really kind of important to think about, is that like some people want to be a part of that community, but when they don't have access to it, she's almost creating her own access. And she just said her and her sister would be doing it in the dressing room, you know, and just like practicing and having their own little community with this. And it's just like, if somebody doesn't have access to it, can we really, you know, say that they can't be a part of that community if there's no way for them to be a part of it when they want to be? It's so weird. So yeah, that was kind of
interesting. And when they're so good at it, it'd be one thing if she was terrible and it could be like a little appropriative, but like from what I'm seeing, she's like on that level of like top voguers and like all the ballroom culture. Like I feel the way she moves her body, I'm like, she's just trying to create that space in Vegas, and you can't fault her for that.
Well, she's trying. Or it's like, and if you're not around, if you're not able to have the access to be, she's trying to walk to that
duck.
She's trying to walk that fucking duck, and just let her. I just thought it was just so pure.
Let the
and
ducks
soft.
Be free where the ducks ought to go.
You know, so I can't say anything about her voguing, because I don't know anything about voguing, you know. So for me, it looks good, but I don't know from like a professional standpoint if it is right. But I just felt bad, you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And Mistress was, I think, just talked about drag family and, you know, doing everything she needed to do. And Lux talked about how supportive her parents were and how they shaped her into the confidence, and how important it is for like a young Black person to have that confidence. So I think that's sort of where they fell into, and that's how she got it.
And the one thing with Mistress, it made me think, I like how much pageantry representation there is this season. I feel like they're really talking about it. I think someone like Brooklyn, when she was on the show, we knew of her from like pageant days, but Call Me Crazy, I almost feel like they didn't talk about it as much as they do with Sasha and with Mistress. Like, I feel like they're kind of naming the like accolades and where they've come from. Like, I feel like that's more than ever, which I think is really like a full circle moment within drag culture, which I love, because educate the kids, otherwise they'll never know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it used to be, if you were a quote-unquote pageant girl, you weren't funny. You were only good at walking up and down the runway in a gown. Like, they really put you in that pageant box.
It had,
but then
like
when
a,
we got queens
it had
like
a narrative.
Trinity and Brooke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like it's fine. There's a delay. It's going to happen. But I feel like when we're in something like this, where they're trying to kind of like show that these queens are a little bit more well-rounded humans, rather than just like a trope that we kind of had in the first few seasons, that we kind of get to see that pageantry is such a good break in, you know, drag.
100%. And so that's what I wanted to say about Mistress's Tic Tac lunch. It did make me think of that as far as what this season showcased. So it's a beautiful thing. But should we swipe over to the rehearsals of this music video? Let loose.
Sides will take you as you toss your head, loosen up your body to say,
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
The girls think it's merely a rehearsal, but no. It's also the filming of the video. Mm-hmm. What would go through Juicebox's mind if that was told to you, that you thought it was the rehearsal, but then all of a sudden they're like, it's camera action?
I mean, I feel like I would know because of how camera ready they were. I feel like I would anticipated. They were like, they literally looked ready to go. So I think I would have anticipated, like, we're probably going to be shooting really soon. I think that fast was maybe like a little shady. But looking at the moves, they were so simple that it wasn't as bad, but I think I still, in my mind, I would have been like, I'm out. They're going to yeet me off this fucking stage, you know?
The twist of it all. Like, sometimes with lines and choreo, I like a little take home, let it digest, steep in my brain. If it's right then and there, mm-hmm. I would probably pull a bit more of an Anitra, where it's like, hold on, wait, what's the, let me get the muscle memory of it all. Because that's hard. So it's really impressive. It's more the girls who take a lot of dance classes who could take that and pick it up really quickly. Kind of more like Lux.
Yeah. Unless you just did it and fucked it up, but just owned the fuck up, you know?
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to put your arm out and it's supposed to go this way, but you're going this way, I'm going this way to right to my fingertips, you know? Like, I'm not going to, I'm going to make it look like that's supposed to happen.
Exactly. That was meant to be there. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the girls being camera ready, they were giving cyber galactic pussy. Whose was your favorite look?
I think we both know.
Oh, Sasha.
Yeah, she looked like Pamela Anderson. It was incredible.
So good. The barbed wire reference. The whole time I was just, the loose PC hair. She looked good.
So we know Sasha looks incredible, amazing, lovely, gorgeous, is Pamela Anderson. And Mistress looks really, really good too, but she is now blaming her inability to get the choreo with the restrictiveness of her costume. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's smart. I'm taking notes. Like, it's no longer going to be, I don't know the moves. It's the couture won't allow. You know?
I'm sorry, I'm not wearing a four-way stretch garment. I'm wearing couture, and I can only do so much, you know?
To be fair, that was like show fabric. I think it's just the shoulder pads, but in a way I was like, Mistress, you just don't know the moves.
Yeah, I don't think it was restricting at all. That was a full dance costume. Like, no, I think she could do it. But if I was one of the girls, I wouldn't have cared, because that means I get more time to learn the choreo too. So I would have been like, stall, diva.
Yeah. But then look at how the way this cookie crumbles. She records next to Sasha Colby. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't care how hot you think you are. No one is going to look as hot as Sasha Colby. I would never want to be in Mistress's part in the music video.
Yeah.
Like when they do the moves together. Nuh-uh.
No, no one's going to look good. It could be the greatest dancer in the world. And Sasha's just has this sex appeal to her, especially when she's dressed as Pamela fucking Anderson in barbed wire, like one of her sexiest roles. So yeah, but she looked great. I loved it.
Have you ever watched Barbed Wire?
No, I only know it through like the cultural zeitgeist of like Pam Anderson, but I've actually never watched it.
It was this big flop of Pamela Anderson's, but I feel like the looks live on.
They're so
like
iconic.
The costuming of Barbed Wire is like what makes it so iconic. So it's interesting. Even Michelle had to make a reference being like, Pamela Anderson's flop. I was like, why are we all shitting on this incredible little pop culture moment? I'm so glad she brought it back. She looked incredible.
I feel like Pam is having like a bit of a resurgence too. Like people are realizing that like hot late 90s smoked out eye is just really sexy.
The thin brow. Doja Cat's doing a thin Pamela brow.
I know. It makes me want to start blocking my brows again and doing a thin brow. Like I'm really tempted. I know, but it's just so much work and I don't know if I could do it.
Come to the dark side. This is like you, Juice, convincing me not to pad.
Yeah.
You're like, don't do it.
I think maybe because Kendall does that tiny brow now. Maybe next time I'm in town, I'll ask her if she can do my eyes. Be like, can you just like give me that tiny brow?
Just use a more narrow brush and like start small. Sometimes my goal is a 90s brow and I end up just doing the same sort of size because I'm like, well...
I'm just worried because there I have such a large forehead and a very, like, I have, like, a rosé brow. You know how rosé has, like, a very, like, strong brow bone? I have a very strong brow bone. So, like, I'm worried that I'll just look like a Neanderthal with no eyebrows.
Depends where you cut that crease. That's, like, and then that's the secret spot, right? Like, you then kind of, like, can kind of knock everything in a different way, but... I'm sure I want to see you do it.
I know. I'm going to try it. Also, shout out to Cut the Crease by Zanna Del Rey and Jerry Lynn Spears.
Yes. If you're listening and you're in Vancouver and it's Thursday, April 6th, come check me out at the Junction. I'm going to be there with those girls doing a live episode.
I messaged Jerry and I went, wow, the betrayal of Cynthia. Wow. Another podcast. Wow.
Wait, did you feel betrayed? I'm so sorry.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
Okay, good. Good. I was like, they've been wanting to be on the pod for so long that I was like, I've got to do something.
No, I messaged her. I was like, wow. She was like, it's your fault for not being in town. It was funny. Anyways. Last day of school chickens? What's that?
The girls walk into the room and they're like, it's the last day of school chickens. And I just thought it was adorable. So I wrote it down. I think Mistress said it. And then they're kind of all just like, braiding each other's hair as they're doing their makeup for one final performance on the main stage, being like, I didn't know if I liked you at first. I thought you were a bitch, but now I love you.
They were basically all just saying that to Sasha. They were all just like, I felt like Sasha was going to be a cunt, but she's really nice. And Sasha was like, I am really nice. Like, that's all I felt like we got for the mirror chats before. And that's all I want because I love Sasha content.
To be honest, yeah, not the most substantial mirror chat.
No.
But what's left in the season? They've all shared so much. That Tic Tac lunch was like them bleeding on stage. Although we do see the childhood photos on the main stage. So who am I to even say that?
Oh, and there was so many tears. Well, I think we should just go right to the main stage, yeah.
Bam, bam.
Dun, dun, lights. Dun, 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 dun. Cover girl, put the bass in your walk.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It's my singing career.
It's happening.
It's happening.
RuPaul is in this like warm gold, rose gold sequin, high slit gown. I loved it. I love that big hair on her.
I couldn't get over the hairline because it was so like oval shaped. Like it wasn't. It was so oval shaped. She said, I do not want a natural hairline. I want it to be almost like a hard front with lace. Like it was just like right on her head. I couldn't stop looking at it.
It was like Adobe Illustrator.
Yes,
line.
Yes. It's almost like they went in and post and just made her.
It was a vector. It was a vector file.
Yeah,
it doesn't have pixels.
It looked like you could just pop it right off and put a new one on this just dome. It was insane.
Yes, I love it though. I love the size of that wig because in some ways it's like a Jane Fonda style, but then it's almost like Rue scales it to this. Extra like perimeter.
Yeah.
It's huge coiffy hair. I love it so much.
And she's still going with that same color.
More of the whites. She's really trying to like symbolically say, I'm getting old.
I am old and I will only be wearing white old lady hair. I miss when she was wearing like ambers and like deep browns and stuff. I love when she wears stuff like that, you know? But
fuck it up a little bit. I do know what you mean.
But speaking of grays and whites, this is the best Michelle Visage has ever looked.
Oh, hands down.
Oh my God. She looked incredible.
Well, like this season 15 was the season of Michelle. Like I think we could do a supercut of me saying every episode how I thought she just looked so like hot and tan.
Yes.
Like, it just, she's looked great. And this was no exception.
Also, if we would like to update everybody. So we did have to take a small break in the day to fix Cynthia's internet issues. And I have had now, I would say, 7 hours to wait for Michelle's Visage to respond to my tweet. I have 47 likes, 2,179 views, and zero responses for Michelle Visage.
What's the lower lash, Michelle?
Michelle,
I need to know.
I
need
gotta
to
know. It's so good.
What if it's like sugar pill?
That has been sold out for literally years.
You can write your email, get a little notification when it's back in stock.
And then I buy 400 of them and they're sold out again.
Gone again.
I just think 2023, spring, summer is the year of the bottom lash for me, you know?
The bottom lash era.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
And then Ross Matthews, looking like our favorite hilarious top, in a little sweater, a little crew neck sweater.
I liked seeing his Apple Watch. It just made me laugh. I was like, you didn't even take your Apple Watch off? I was like, okay.
Did he have his Apple Watch off? I didn't see
he
that.
Did.
I didn't see that.
I clocked it. I was like, huh. Choices.
The Apple Watch.
But we're here. We're here. It's all family. It's just the two of them, right? Or is there a third guest judge?
No, that's it.
It's just Fam Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And the category for the runway is drag. Excellence.
And did you feel like this was drag excellence?
You know what? I thought everyone looked great. Like when Anitra, because we'll start with her because she came out first. I loved seeing her in something that wasn't a dance costume. Like her being in a gown felt so fresh for me.
I agree. But then it turns into a dance costume, which I was like, okay. We couldn't just keep it a gown. Okay. That's fine.
But honestly, I think she needed to move. Like, it saved her. I felt more at peace.
We're going to get there.
We'll get there.
I disagree, but we'll get there. But yeah, I really, really liked it. I thought it was beautiful. I love the blue on her. I love that she's made everything, which I just think is just so cool.
Me too.
She made everything on her package, which explains why it all kind of has a very similar vibe, because she created it all. So it's obviously going to have that sense of her in each of them. But I think that's even more impressive for a package, because then you really get to know a performer. You're not seeing who a person knows designer-wise. You're seeing who they are. And for her to be fresh on the runway every single week is kind of refreshing.
It's so cool. It's badass. Because the looks were... The looks were correct. She, like, knows, like, good drag. It's really cool to see.
She does. I will say, though, I know the hair is beautiful, but
You don't like the spiky sculpture?
I just don't like it.
It's too, like, shaped?
It's like, I get it. It's supposed to almost look like a headdress, I think. But something about it just doesn't sit right with me. I don't know. It's not my favorite hair in the world, but it's still nice. It just, something about the look with the hair, it just kind of just isn't really my taste, I guess. But she still looks great. I'm not going to take anything away from her.
It kind of looks like a crown, and that's your superstition.
Oh my God, that's what it is. It looks like a crown, and you're never supposed to wear a crown. It's bad luck. Oh my God, yes.
I knew it.
You figured it out. It looks like a crown. You should never wear a crown. It's bad luck. Oh my God. I feel better.
I can jump into your psyche.
I felt so bad. I was just like, oh my God.
Like, why don't I like this? But tell me, did you like Lux?
Did you see Lux's tweet?
You know I'd miss it.
So Lux had said the whole reason that she had finished with a wedding gown is because most couture fashion shows end with a wedding gown. And then she put the French word for wedding gown. And I just thought that was just like so hilariously cringe. Like, of course she just wrote like the French way to say it. I was just like, girl... But with that being said, I think she looks beautiful. It's not my favorite wedding gown in the world, but she looks incredible.
I loved it. I didn't know it. I didn't know she was going for wedding gown. I just thought it was like white gown, because I see those as two separate things. Like, because she didn't have a veil, or did she?
There was no veil.
So for me, it was giving Emmys, it was giving award show winner. Like, you were nominated for your category and you swept the floor. Like, you were there. Like, she showed up and I thought she looked really cool. I wasn't seeing wedding, but I saw successful gown. I thought she looked really, really pretty.
I saw Wedding. For me, before I read her tweet, I really did see Wedding before. But my favorite part about it was the hair. I loved the
hair. Bitch, yes. Oh my God, for sure.
Oh my God.
The cornrows into the huge volume with the curls, the brushed out curls. It was so flattering.
And it was big, and she's tiny. She's tiny, 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 tiny. So it was huge, but just big enough for her. It wasn't one of those wigs where it overpowered her. And I feel like it complemented the gown really, really well. Her legs, the lighting did something really funny to her legs, though. Her legs look orange.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the lighting really did her dirty there. Because in person, she probably looked incredible. But for some reason, the lighting is doing something really funny to her legs. That sucks.
Oh, I wonder.
Yeah.
Well, didn't stop me from thinking she looked fantastic. Speaking of looking fantastic, next we had Sasha Colby stomping down the runway.
How heavy do you think this is?
Oh, so heavy. Oh, like literally these are crystallized gowns, what we're seeing. And hers was fully crystal. Like there wasn't like a gap of anything but a glass crystal. It was so cool.
It's one of those ones where you look at it and even the way it moves, you're like, oh, that is so heavy. That must hurt her neck. That is so heavy.
Yeah.
She looks so wild. Good. Like everything
she
about
really
it.
Looked good.
It was, and it also was something I didn't expect either.
Yeah, really interesting, like a contemporary neckline, the way there's kind of that tubular piece that's, you know, fully crystallized, like again, not an inch didn't have crystals, and wrapped around, so it's kind of a halter. It really, like, it just hugged her in the right places. I thought she looked better than RuPaul.
I think she looks better than most of everyone on the season. Like, it's insane. And it's what I like about it is that because it is so unexpected, the shapes, the piping, the way it's crystalled, the beautiful flowers in her hair, it's also, like, an homage to, like, her heritage, too, done in, like, a really cool way. I love it. I was, like, really taken aback at how beautiful it was.
Samesies.
Mm-hmm. It looks great.
Were you taken aback by Mistress's cheetah beating?
That was another one where I looked at that and I went, that is so fucking heavy. Because do you know how expensive those fucking, you know how expensive those beads are.
Oh, yes.
And it is.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was cheetah until you just said it right now. So it makes me like it a little.
No, for sure.
A little bit less.
She was saying like, that the beads were the print. It wasn't as though the fabric was printed or the beads were like painted. It's like they had to carefully, like piece by piece, string that together. I loved the movement. It was a real showstopper.
Yeah, it was it's absolutely stunning. And she looks very like classic pageantry too, which I just think is just like so fun. Like her and Sasha were giving very like pageant walk, pageant gown. Like it was giving continental, and I love a pageant. So for me, it was very exciting.
Well, Mistress wore this in one of the pageants that she competed in.
I think she said she won her first one. She won, I think.
Not surprising. Yeah. Such a great dress. So fun. Oh my God, that was our last. Is that our last runway for season 15?
Yeah, until we get to the reunion. Are we going to do the reunion?
True. Oh, we have to. Maybe we could do like a quickie as far as like what they wear if anything happens.
Yeah, we'll talk about what they wear and then we'll like see, like we'll talk about anything scandalous things that'll happen. It'll probably just be Irene ripping them all to shreds for like the whole hour. It'll be great.
I want Irene to pop off. It needs to happen.
I know, me too. All right. So what did you think of the video?
Oh my God. When it first started, they all kind of looked like they were in these like toilet bowls.
Did you get the reference?
What was the reference?
Scream, Janet and Michael.
Oh, okay. They referenced Janet. They heavily referenced Janet. I guess I didn't realize that was the song they did together. Now I am seeing it. Okay. That makes more sense. I wonder if they didn't want to say Michael Jackson.
Maybe, but it was the Scream music video.
I thought they were just channeling like 90s Janet. Like I thought they were just screaming at the girls.
No,
Janet.
It was so obviously Scream, Janet and Michael, like everything about it, the black and white, the shots, the like styling of it all. It was so obviously Scream. And that's one of my like favorite Janet songs ever. So I was like super excited to see that.
And then, so was it giving what you needed as far as the Blame It on the Edit rendition?
Yes. I liked what everybody brought. I didn't think that there was one bad verse. Like, Anitra did this almost, like, camp making fun of drag verses, where she was just saying, like, hair flip, this, split, which I kind of thought was, like, funny. Lux sounded beautiful. Like, her voice was so silky in it, you know? And then she fell into this, like, really fun rap. Sasha's was my favorite, but I'm also blinded by Sasha, you know? And then I really, really, really enjoyed, what's it called? Mistresses. Hers was really fun, too.
What's it called? I was so impressed with Lux, the singing. It made me want her to have more bars. The fact that she did that in four bars, I was like, oh, I would have given you four for singing, four for rapping. It was that good. I like wanted more.
Well, Lux has Sasha, a bunch of music out.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally, totally. I want to stream. Go stream Lux right now. After our episode, actually. Finish our episode, please. But when I watched Sasha on screen, she is mesmerizing. The contacts she was wearing, that's it took it for me. I was like, Lux may have had the perhaps more engaging song, like portion of the song, like if I listened to that with headphones. But the video, oh my God, Sasha looked, she looked so good.
She looked so good. She sounded so good. I feel like Lux, sorry, I farted. I hope nobody heard that. I feel like Lux, it was very much Lux and Sasha's game. You know, if Lux would have won, or obviously Sasha won, but if Lux would have won, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. It would have been like, yeah, that makes sense. Because it could really have gone to either of them. Almost like they should have almost done like a double win, you know? I felt like they were both neck and neck.
I wonder.
Yeah, I've never...
But I'm still a little ticked that we... Like, we at this point in the episode, we still think we're getting a top three. So I was like... nail biting the whole time, trying to like split hairs, being like, oh God, like this week I was so engaged because I was nervy. I thought one of the girls was gonna go home.
Oh, I was still convinced we were getting a top four.
Oh, so you know better. You're cynical.
Yeah, I'm cynical. Sorry, I was just getting a FaceTime from Boa, so I was just like looking at my phone like, what is she calling me for? Where were we? Okay, so obviously Sasha wins. I spoiled that a minute ago. Sasha wins, and we get our bottom two, which Cynthia is still thinking one of them is going home. Anitra and Mistress, which is one of those things where it's just like, they were the only two that struggled. Sasha and Lux just didn't struggle once. So we obviously were going to get those two in the bottom. Now here's where I need to say I didn't like the Anitra taking her gown off. Because I felt like she was doing great in the gown. And I felt like she could have just kept it on and continued to do great. Because when she took it off, the only thing she really did was duck walk. And it was just like, we didn't really need to see that. I felt like I wanted to see the stillness in her. But, you know, when you're obviously in that moment, you're going to be like, I'm going to do whatever I need to do. So I'm obviously going to take this gown off.
I think that was what was going through her head. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's make sure I move to contrast the stillness that she probably assumed Mistress would like bring. Because she's not taking that gown off. Like, that gown is weighing too much.
Yeah.
And so for me, I see what you mean as far as like almost waving the white flag a little bit, being like, I can't make just the gown work. But she's such a mover as a dancer. I think she probably would have felt too strange, maybe, or something.
Now, if...
Just in the gown. I thought it looked great, though.
Now, if one of them were to have gone home, who do you think lost the lip sync?
Mistress.
You really think so?
Yeah, because I'm Team Anitra.
Oh, that's true.
I'm blinded. I'm, like, blinded by Anitra at this point. Like, I thought she just had such a great showing all season. There's something about the Vegas... element where it's like I just feel like she represents Vegas so well. I don't know.
I love her. Right? Did I tell you?
I've maybe not. What?
So you know how, so for those of you listening that are coming to DragCon, I am booth 601 and Brat Pack is booth 501. So we are cute little neighbors right across the hall from each other in our line. But I don't know. I don't want to say her booth just because I don't want to ruin it. But very close to us is Anitra.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah. So super, super Yay. Close to us. So I don't know. I don't want to say her booth number because like that's none of my business. I don't want to like spoil it. But she's kind of like in our area. That's really exciting.
Oh my God, fun. And remember, SQ Cuties, sometimes the panel numbers change up until really close to the event. So we may be in a different spot too. So stay tuned on our socials. But I hope we stay close to Anitra.
I know. That'd be sickening. Should we beep out our booth numbers?
Oh, no, not beep them out. Okay. I think if they change, they change. I just know sometimes they rejig the floor map. They always say that. They're like, just wait until like the very, very end.
Oh my God, I would be devastated. I'm so excited to be right across from you guys.
Absolutely devoed. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I'd be devoed vibe. But that was the episode. What did you think?
Woo! Okay. I was really sad that we had the double save. And I know that's awful, but I wanted the classic top three.
Yeah.
It was giving me the nostalgia of season 8. I liked it. I think there's so much Drag Race going on right now that there was something kind of coveted about a 3-place slot instead of the 4. Sometimes the 4 feels a little crowded for me.
I guess, but you know me. I love a lip sync smackdown, so...
I know.
I love because
that's how, and that enables that. You're right. I wasn't thinking far enough ahead. Okay, fine.
I really hope
in this in the moment, I wasn't thinking the double save. So I was like, oh, okay. Felt like less happened in the episode. Like all of a sudden, I was like, oh, that was a filler episode.
Good. I really enjoyed it too. It was super super fun. But should we maybe do some questions? We've got a few.
OMG juice. Yes, we should. SQ Cuties. Yes. Last week we said no one called in, but you did. And unfortunately, we just missed them. So now they've piled up, which is really fun.
So now we have a bunch. We have like, I think we have 8. I think we should start right up at the top and let's do Lisa.
Fabulous. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Juice, and hi, Cynthia. It's me, Lisa, and I have a new question. But first of all, we're nearing the finale, and I heard they're going to make it a top 3, but I don't even know how they're going to do that, because the top 4 we have right now, they're all just so talented and so unique. Like, I don't even know how are you even... But that's not the point right now. For my question, since we're nearing the finale, as we know, ever since season 13, we have the Golden Boot Award. And my question is, which look or looks, if you will, are your top nominees to win the Golden Boot this year? So yeah, that's it. I love you guys so much. Kisses from the Netherlands. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa, for the shady question.
I love it. Oh my God. Lisa from the Netherlands. So cool for calling in. Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Is the Golden Boot is the worst look?
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh my God. What was the worst look this season? Ooh, I think the worst look this season has to be Selena S. Titty's lamp look.
Right? I had to nominate a Selena S. Titty's look as well too.
I know.
Just because there's been for me it was the one where she put the shells.
That was like my other one.
That to me just jumped out into my mind. Selena, we love you as like a person, which honestly is better than, you know, fashion, because fashion's bad for the environment. We love you as a person.
I'm sorry that
but sometimes you're both of them. sometimes the things you wear just like we just need to edit, and that happens after you see yourself on the show.
Yeah,
like, it's gonna be there. The
That's
glow
okay.
up. Yeah, remember, I love the giant glove look. I love that look.
Yeah, you do. And it's okay. And Selena, if you're listening, I got eliminated on a design challenge. They hated what I wore. It's fine. I wore 3 different kinds of nudes walking into the workroom. You know, we all have our moments.
I wore 3 shades of gray.
You looked like a clown and got eliminated. It's fine.
Hey, those are our golden boots. Love the shady question, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And thank you for calling in. Do we want to talk to a friend from Croatia?
Ben Rima.
Benrima.
Benrima.
Do you want to say hi?
Yeah, let's say hi.
Hi, girlies. I hope both of you are okay. Juice, I think, mentioned on the last episode that she was afraid of the Georges family. And I'm a baby drag queen, just started performing. And yes, the Georges family is terrifying. However, I feel like if I went on Drag Race, the person who I'd be probably most afraid to go against would be Lemon. Let's face it. Lemon is a great dancer, an outstanding dancer. She's extremely witty, funny, and I just think scary material. Anyways, have fun.
Well, thank you so much, Benrima. I mean, I agree.
Okay, I just love how that turned into him just loving Lemon.
Like, yeah.
Just realizing, he's like, wait, she is the best. She's the one.
She's amazing. And I agree. I'm a massive Lemon stan. Please stream Big Bank by Lemon. That was just released. But I agree. Actually, speaking on that, when Lemon came in the workroom, that's one of the first things I thought. I was just like, she's so fast. She's so funny. She's so pretty. Her looks are so good. I was just like, she's going to fucking annihilate everybody in here. I was like, on my way out, I think I told her, I think when I was about to be eliminated, I was just like, oh my God, you're going to stay and you're going to win. Like, you're going to be so good. And she was just crying. So, but yeah, I agree is what I'm saying. Aww. I agree.
No, for sure. Was the question like, was there a question in there? Or was it just,
I think it was
like,
just a general statement about how amazing Lemon is, which I think is a fine thing to send in. You know, I don't think you need to send in a question all the time. If you just want to call us and gush about your favorite queen, then I guess that's fine too, guys.
That is my new favorite type of call-in. Yeah, you let us know. Just ring a ding-a-ling.
Ring a ding.
And be like, hey, I love Sasha Velour. Like,
you know who I love? Sasha Colby, and here is why. And we'll both be like, same, you know?
Same.
Yeah, well, it was because I had said that I was terrified of, like, the Georges family, you know?
Fair.
So Ben was saying, I'm terrified of Lemon, because she's perfect.
Who else is in the Georges fam? Is it because I know Georges, but is she related to anyone?
Georges isn't related to any of these girls. They're just, like, skinny young twinks.
Right.
Yes,
so, I see what you mean.
And Georges is like the penultimate skinny young twink that was born to do drag. So then there's like Sminty, Fiercelicious. Like, they all kind of are a part of the Georges realm. What is it? The Georges reality or something? Anyways.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to say, I was like, wait, has she had family on the show? But yes, I agree. I agree with you. I love Lemon. She is great.
Thank you guys so much for sending in those voice notes. We really, really love them. If you guys want to be a part of the conversation, please follow us at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod on Instagram, at Twitter, at SQQPod, using the hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions, or email us if you're a little bit too gun shy at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you're ever too shy, you even want to call in or write in and say this is anonymous, you just want to hear our thoughts on something, that is totally A-okay. We just love hearing from you. My God, all the way from Croatia and the Netherlands. Juice, we're everywhere.
We're worldwide. We're Mr. Worldwide. But if they want to put in a video, or if they want to put in a voice call, where do they go?
Oh my God, they go to www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
Thank you guys so much. Yay! And we'll see you next week for the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Bring back my girls.
Bring back my girls.
Bye, cuties.
Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!